Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the January-February 2026 edition. Have your cup and eat it, too. If you're just enjoying chicory coffee with beignets, you're missing half the fun. By Alana Alhaani and Josh Miller. People from all over the world travel to New Orleans to savor the beignets and chicory coffee at Café du Monde and to watch the spectacle at Arnaud's as the skilled servers flambé brandy and curacao and combine it with the framed dark roast for their tableside Café Brûlot. But before chicory became a popular coffee add-in, it was just a humble wildflower. It's believed this plant first came to America as a stowaway weed on ships from Europe. Part of the Asteraceae daisy family and closely related to dandelions, the plant has roots, which are caffeine-free, that are ground, roasted, and seamlessly blended with coffee to make the city's bold signature drink. This pairing wasn't just culinary creativity. It was born of necessity. During the Civil War, the Union Navy cut off access to harbors across the South, halting all imports. Some say the locals turned chicory root to stretch their dwindling supply of coffee, a strategy borrowed from the French, who had learned to do the same thing during the Napoleonic Wars. New Orleans had long been established as a coffee city prior to the Civil War, with a stream of unroasted beans from the Caribbean flowing into the region. In fact, one of the area's first recognized baristas, Rose Nicaud, served Café au Lait in the French Quarter. Although she was born into slavery in 1812, she was able to buy her freedom thanks to the popularity of her stand in the French Market's Hall of Vegetables. Before beans could be purchased ground, she would grind them fresh, likely with the addition of chicory during leaner times. Still prominent in the Big Easy today, chicory is favored for how it rounds out the natural bitterness of coffee, creating a smoother flavor. It's also a star ingredient in those decadent desserts, adding a taste of New Orleans history to every bite. Chicory Coffee Cake. Active, 35 minutes. Total, 3 hours, 35 minutes. Serves, 8. 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, divided. 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar. 1/2 cup chopped pecans. 1/4 cup uncooked, old-fashioned, regular rolled oats. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon ground cardamom. 1/4 teaspoon ground cloves. 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided. 3/4 cup unsalted butter, melted and slightly cooled, divided. 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 3/4 cup granulated sugar. 1/2 cup sour cream at room temperature. 1/2 cup strong brewed chicory coffee at room temperature. 1 teaspoon instant espresso granules, such as Dalalo. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. And 2 large eggs at room temperature. Then, a chicory coffee glaze, recipe to follow. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 9-inch round baking pan with 2-inch tall sides with cooking spray. Line the bottom using parchment paper and set aside. Step 2. Stir together 1/2 cup flour, brown sugar, pecans, oats, cinnamon, cardamom, cloves, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Add 1/4 cup melted butter. Stir until well combined and freeze while preparing the cake. Step 3. Whisk together remaining 2 cups flour, baking powder, baking soda, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon of the salt in a small bowl until no lumps remain. whisk together granulated sugar, sour cream, coffee, espresso granules, vanilla, eggs, and remaining 1/2 cup of the melted butter in a large bowl until combined. Add the flour mixture, whisking until no dry streaks remain. Step 4. Spoon 1/2 of the batter into a prepared pan and sprinkle 1/2 of the pecan mixture over the top. Spoon the remaining batter over the top. Smooth the batter in an even layer using a spatula. Top with remaining pecan mixture, then bake until a wooden pick inserted into the center comes out clean, 40 to 45 minutes. Let cool in the pan on a wire rack for 20 minutes. Then run a knife around the edges of the cake before inverting onto a baking sheet. Discard the parchment and invert again onto a wire rack with pecan topping up. Let cool 1 hour, 30 minutes. Step 5. Drizzle the chicory coffee glaze over the cooled cake. Let set at room temperature for 30 minutes. Chicory coffee glaze. Whisk together 3/4 cup powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon each of strong brewed chicory coffee and sweetened condensed milk, and 1/8 teaspoon kosher salt in a small bowl until smooth. Makes about 1/3 cup. Active 5 minutes. Total 5 minutes. Café au lait martini. Place 1/4 cup chicory liqueur or coffee liqueur, 3 tablespoons chilled, strong, brewed chicory coffee, 2 tablespoons heavy whipping cream, and 2 teaspoons of simple syrup in a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Cover with the lid and shake vigorously until chilled, about 30 seconds. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a martini glass. Garnish with finely ground chicory coffee. Makes 1 drink. Active 5 minutes. Total 5 minutes. Chicory coffee tiramisu brownies. Active 30 minutes. Total 1 hour 10 minutes plus 2 hours of cooling. Serves 9. 1/2 cup all-purpose flour. 1/3 cup Dutch processed cocoa, plus more for dusting. 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, divided. 1/2 cup unsalted butter. 1/2 cup 60% cocoa bittersweet chocolate chips. 1 cup granulated sugar. 1/4 cup packed dark brown sugar. 3 large eggs at room temperature. 3 teaspoons vanilla bean paste or extract, divided. 2 tablespoons strong brewed chicory coffee, such as Café du Monde. 2 tablespoons chicory liqueur or coffee liqueur, such as Hoodoo or Kahlua. 8 ounces chilled mascarpone cheese. 1/4 cup unsifted powdered sugar. And 3/4 cup heavy whipping cream. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat an 8-inch square baking pan with cooking spray. Lined with parchment paper, leaving a 2-inch overhang on all sides. Whisk together flour, cocoa, and 1/2 teaspoon of the salt in a small bowl until no lumps remain. Step 2. Place butter and chocolate chips in a large microwavable bowl. Microwave on high in 30-second intervals, whisking after each interval until the chocolate is melted and the mixture is smooth, about 1 to 2 minutes. Whisk in granulated sugar and brown sugar until combined. Add the eggs and 1 teaspoon vanilla. Whisk until combined. Add the flour mixture, whisking until no dry streaks remain. Step 3. Pour the batter into the prepared pan, spread in an even layer, and bake until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean, 40 to 45 minutes. Using a wooden skewer, poke holes in the top of the hot brownies. Stir together coffee and liqueur. Brush over the brownies and let cool in the pan on a wire rack for 2 hours. Step 4. In a large bowl, beat together mascarpone, powdered sugar, and remaining 2 teaspoons of the vanilla and 1/4 teaspoon salt. With an electric mixer on medium speed until smooth. Add the cream and beat on medium speed until stiff peaks form, about 1 minute. Step 5. Using parchment as handles, remove the brownies from the pan, discard the parchment, and spread the mascarpone mixture over the cooled brownies. Using a fine mesh strainer, dust more cocoa over the top. Chicory Chocolate Icebox Cookies. Active 35 minutes. Total 1 hour 40 minutes, plus 12 hours of chilling, makes about 2 dozen. 1 cup butter softened, 1/2 cup packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup unsifted powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon finely ground chicory coffee, 1 large egg at room temperature, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, plus more for your hands, 1/2 cup turbinado sugar, 1/3 cup 60% cocoa bittersweet chocolate chips. Step 1. Beat together the butter, brown sugar, powdered sugar, and ground coffee in a large bowl with an electric mixer on medium-high speed until creamy, about 2 minutes. Add egg and vanilla. Beat on medium-high speed until combined. With the mixer on low speed, gradually add the flour, beating until just combined. Step 2. Divide the dough in half. Using lightly floured hands, shape each half into a 6-inch long, 2 1/2-inch wide log. Place the turbinado sugar on a plate. Roll each log in sugar to coat. Wrap each log tightly with plastic wrap to create a cylinder. Chill until firm, at least 12 hours or up to 5 days. Step 3. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit with the racks in the upper and lower third positions. Line 2 large-rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper. Unwrap the logs and cut each into 12 1/2-inch thick rounds. Place on the baking sheets, spacing 2 inches apart. Bake until the cookies are set and lightly browned, 12 to 14 minutes, rotating the baking sheets from top to bottom racks halfway through the baking time. Let cool on the baking sheets for 5 minutes, then transfer the cookies to a wire rack and let them cool completely, about 30 minutes. Step 4. Microwave chocolate in a small microwavable bowl on high in 30-second intervals until melted, about 1 minute 30 seconds, stirring after each interval. Drizzle over the cooled cookies. Chill until chocolate is set, about 15 minutes. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.